B-Pod Studios.
This is the second date update on the 10 with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
Brought to you by Sprint. Hey guys, see how you can get both an unlimited plan with one of the newest phones included for one low price. Visit your local Sprint store, Sprint.com, or call 800-SPRINT-1 to learn more. Hi, Jill.
Hello.
How can we help you, Adam?
Hey, I want you to call this guy out for me. So I went out with Kenny. We met online. We really hit it off, I thought. I mean, we had a great vibe together. We went out a couple times. I mean, he was hot. I'm hot. What more could you ask for, right?
Okay.
But here's a little odd thing, and I didn't mind it because I thought, you know, I'll be supportive. But we were supposed to go on a date, and he said that his uncle had passed. His uncle passed.
Oh,
so he was like,
passed.
I have to cancel out. I have to cancel the date.
Okay.
And I said, no, you don't. I mean, I can go with you or I can meet you there. I just wanted to be supportive and, you know, I thought it was the right thing to do at the time.
Mm-hmm.
So we went and, you know, it's a funeral. And although his uncle was pretty handsome. I know, right?
Okay, hold on.
You were checking out the dead body?
Yeah, that's bizarre. I'm sorry.
I mean, you look at a person, you think, you know, he was a good-looking man in his day.
Okay. Is that all you said, or did you say something like, man, if he was alive, he'd get it? Or did you have sex with the corpse? I'm just trying to figure out reasons that he wouldn't, you know, call you back.
Going off the rails here.
Listen, I never heard from him again, and I thought, you know, what's going on? So I want to know why. I thought we really had a good thing going.
Maybe it's because you want to f*** his dead uncle.
I don't want to f*** anybody. I just noticed that he may have been a really handsome man in his younger days. That's all.
Okay, so we'll call him for you next, okay?
Now back to the second date update on the 10.
With Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
All right, so we just spoke to Jill. I'm just going to fast forward to the part. Her and Kenny had a couple of good dates, whatever. She ended up going to Kenny's uncle passed.
Mm-hmm.
She ended up going with Kenny to the funeral. At the funeral of Kenny's uncle who passed away, Jill made a comment about how Kenny's dead uncle was very attractive.
Oh, my God.
I don't know why. There's nothing wrong with that. But for some reason, I can see Kenny being turned off by that.
Yeah, it seems like a strange family to make that comment.
She was like, yo, your uncle, he would have gotten it if he was still alive back in the day. That's basically what you said, right, Jill?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Well, I mean, you know, it's a funeral. You're trying to make conversation. I mean, what the hell? It's not that big of a deal, people.
Well, Come on. We'll find out if it really was a big deal.
Yeah, stay quiet. I can't wait. I hope Kenny picks up the phone. Hi, is this Kenny?
Yeah, this is him. Who's this?
Hi, Kenny. This is the Get Up Crew calling you from Hot 96.9. It's Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. And we're calling you because we got your phone number from a young lady who she called us because she likes you. And you know her and you like her too. So basically what we're offering you is a chance to go out wherever you'd like to go for dinner. We'll let you pick the place, the day, the time, whenever you're free. If you agree to do it, and we'll also tell you her name because she says, according to her, you like her too.
Who is this chick?
Okay, her name is Jill, and you went out with her already a couple of times.
Oh, no way, dude! I'm done with her. I don't want anything to do with that.
Jeez!
Wow,
so that was harsh.
Here we go.
And I just say that we spoke to her, and she was telling us some really interesting/weird things about your date.
Yeah, no, I think she probably gave you some of the information, but yeah, no, it was ridiculous, dude. Like, we went out on a few dates. She seemed like a nice girl, and then unfortunately a few weeks ago my uncle passed away, so she said, you know, I'll come on out, you know, just to support you. And I was like, well, that's a nice gesture. So she comes out for the funeral, and dude, I like, no lie, she was wearing like a low cut top. Like, she looked like she had just come from a strip club or something like that. She had like booty shorts on. It was ridiculous. But that's not even like the worst part. So, you know, she's at the funeral. She's acting weird.
Wait. Can I guess the worst part? Can I guess the worst part?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so she told us that she might have mentioned about how she wanted to have sex with your dead uncle. Is that it by any chance?
No, that's another thing she said, but that's not even like the worst part of it. Like, the worst thing was I got home a couple hours later and I was looking at her Instagram account and she had posted like a sexy selfie, like I'm talking duck face and all, next to the hearse. And like
what?
Guess what the hashtags were?
What?
Oh, like, I don't want to know this.
Hashtag slay and hashtag we be killing them. Like,
no!
What a psycho. Who does that?
No way.
Yeah.
This is not true.
Hold on. Kenny, Jill's on the phone.
Oh, my God.
Jill.
Yeah.
I thought saying you want to bang his dead uncle was bad.
Oh, my God.
You hashtag we be killing them next to a hearse?
First of all,
like I want nothing to do with you.
Second of all, you're an ass, and you love those boot shorts. It was a freaking couple of pictures. And did I look good? Yeah, I look good. So yeah, I'd be slaying it. You know, slaying.
Are you serious? You're at a funeral. Where else do you post selfies from? Like war memorials, refugee camps, cancer wards.
Oh my God!
Your uncle had a great sense of humor, and I think he would have been laughing his ass off all the way to heaven. Because my hotness was standing next to his hearse. I mean, I've got Instagram followers. They love this shit. Did you see how many likes I got on that picture? 63. I mean, who does that?
Wow.
Oh,
that's
my,
like,
oh my God. 63 likes, and you think you're famous. Like, you're a crazy person.
Jesus. Kenny, can I just. I think I know what your answer is, but I need to ask, would you like to go on another date with Jill by any chance?
Hell no, man. No way.
Yeah, because I'd rather go out with your dead uncle.
Tomorrow on the Second Date Update on the 10s.
It's possible to dress too sexy on a first date when you're a dude. Yeah. You'll see what I'm talking about. You'll hear what I'm talking about tomorrow, and you'll laugh your ass off. Second Date Update on the 10s.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com. The place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.